All right, here we go, 7:43, 17 till 8. Time for Monday Morning Markets with Mark. Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. How you doing, Mark? Happy Monday.
And to you, sir, how are you doing?
I'm good. Well, I'm good after LSU, not so good after the Saints, but that's how it is. Sometimes it's up, sometimes it's down, right?
Okay, so what do you think about at least 2 days this week? And I'm speaking for up here where I am. The lows are in the 40s.
Oh, very nice.
Isn't that nice? Yeah. Thursday and Friday.
That's on the North Shore?
Wednesday. It is.
That's in Covington.
Really? I checked it this morning. 44 and like 47.
Well, there you go.
Isn't that nice? For a change, that's it. You got to pump the hose on yourself as soon as that happens.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Tell me what's going on with CPI, PPI.
Well, you know, Tom, last week, first of all, let me say, it seems like whatever's happening in the markets, they're taking the participants and probably more the institutional people than the retail people. What they're taking is decent news, and they're pushing markets higher. And I think, you know, the Dow closed at another record last week after the inflation news came out. I'll get to that in a second. But it's, you know, after everything is being weighed, it seems like, okay, the Fed is going to do just what it needs to do. All these things have to come true at once. It's going to curb inflation. It's not going to raise interest rates, but it's going to continue to lower interest rates to ease the market, the pain on the market that they caused a couple of years ago. They are going to engineer a soft landing, which includes us not getting into a recession, and the unemployment rate is going to stay reasonably tame. It's like all that's going to happen, and I'm convinced that that's what they're interested in, and we're all interested in. But as far as, you know, are they going to be able to engineer all these things in an election year and everything else going on? We've got wars to worry about and you know, rapidly changing energy prices potentially and all these things. But it's like, well, what else would account for the Dow hitting all-time highs? And for the back to the retail people like you and me, it's like, okay, you look at your 401k, and you say, what's going on? Oh, I'm pleasantly surprised. Look at that. And what it generally does, it invokes what's called the wealth effect. People look and they say, well, after all this is going on, I'm still being rewarded with decent returns in my portfolio, and I feel wealthier because I am. And maybe I could, you know, take that trip that I wanted to, or buy this new, you know, whatever we need at the house. And because our investments are performing in a way that we'll have money that we'll need, and we're providing for our retirement. So wealth effect tends to be very powerful in the markets. And this week, retail sales are coming out. I'm going to have to backtrack on this. Retail sales are coming out for September. And they expected to be up 0.3%, so that is 3.6% up for the year. And just last month, they were up only 0.1%. So either we've got some enthusiasm that's been revitalized, as I was saying, into the markets, and maybe that'll happen with the retail sales. But backing up a second, we had the consumer price index for September come out, and the producer price index for September as well. So last week it came out. So the CPI doubled. They expected to come in at 0.1, and it came in at 0.2. So these numbers are very small. Nothing to be afraid of. We've seen them go back and forth like this. I don't think the price indexes are accelerating, so to speak, that they're going to start registering larger and larger numbers. So Wall Street kind of took that in stride. It's like if it's up 0.1%, that's a 1.2% annual rate, well below the Fed's proclaimed target of 2% on an annual rate. And this was up 0.2%, so that's a 2.4% annual rate. So, again, it's like, okay, inflation at a retail level is I wish it would go down. I wish we'd have a couple of negative numbers there that prices would actually fall. But we're not there yet, but at least it's tame, and the Fed's going to take credit for that. All the interest rate increases that it did, they stopped in July, not in 24, 23, and they just left well enough alone until we saw our interest rate drop at their last meeting. Out comes the PPI the day after producer prices, and it was supposed to be up by 0.1%, and it came in flat, zero. Producer prices haven't risen, so says the PPI. So that's That, okay, that's good news. The combination of which I think was a lot of enthusiasm for the markets, and they did what I was explaining before. They set new highs. But on the what's also in the news that seems to be ignored, Tommy, that all of I did a piece with Dave Cohen over last week about, you know, the layoffs and companies aren't hiring and they're not firing. But we've had enough announcements about layoffs, and Boeing came out just last week, Boeing to lay off 10% of its workforce. They're going to report a quarterly loss and on lower sales. We also had the first time jobless claims that jumped to its highest level in more than a year. I would think that would bring the market a little bit of pause, but it didn't. You know, so the people that are filing unemployment claims for the first time, that's the highest level in more than a year. What's going to come out this week? Well, we have industrial production that expected to be down, capacity utilization, how we're using our resources for output, that's expected to be down. Business inventories are expected to be down, as is housing starts and building permits expected to be. All that's coming out this week, coupled with some of the negative numbers that came out last week, we're going to see if that's going to move the markets at all. At least it should give it pause. We shouldn't be hitting new highs again and again, because I think that's, you know, as soon as this, if this market starts to trip up a little bit, if unemployment begins to rise and so on, I think then we'd have a long way to fall. But mortgage rates posted their biggest jump in more than 6 months. The 10-year Treasury, which is carefully watched by the market, it rose back up to over 4%, which it had fallen when the anticipated moves by the Fed were going to be more aggressive. They were expected to lower interest rates more for the rest of the year. And I think that's been put on pause, too, because of all that's going on. And I think they're backing off against that employment report that was released a couple of weeks ago, higher than normal. And, Tommy, you just got a lot of – there's been enough economic news, but it's cross currents. You'll get a big stretch of disappointing ingredients in the market. Then you'll have a couple of items that'll get everybody's attention. And look at this shiny object over here that tends to be encouraging. But put them all together, and it seems like the minuses are outweighing the pluses. But the market continues to go higher. The Fed meets in 24 days. And there's an 86% chance of them lowering rates by 25 basis points. Everybody in the market is off of, just about everybody, is off of another 50 basis point lowering, which was deeply anticipated just a couple of weeks ago. And with all this news coming out, I think it put the Fed on pause on really what to do for the rest of the year.
So when you say, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back. It's Monday Morning Markets with Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. I'm just still trying to get a handle on, I know it's mixed, but who's it good for? Who's it bad for? Is it good? It's bad with inflation, and I don't think prices are going to come down. The inflation rate may be coming down. But then if it's good for the 401k, does that mean it's only good if you take your gains out? And if you do, what's that going to do with Wall Street? It's complicated. Mark will help us when we come back. 504-260-1870 if you have any questions or comments. Traffic now, WWL. 7:56 and a half. Quickly back to Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union, Monday Morning Markets with Mark. So, Mark, I'm trying to figure out inflation. The rate is down, but the prices are not down. Will they come down? And if not, does that mean people take their gains from their 401k cash out? And if that happens, what happens to the stock market? And if I might add on another question, then that means you're going to have more money chasing the same amount of goods, which is going to make inflation worse. Am I wrong on any of this or not?
Well, let me on your inflation thing. You're right. It's been going up by smaller amounts. And we were talking about every now and then, like PPI over the past couple of years have had a couple of negative indicators. That mm-hmm. means that prices actually went down, at least on a wholesale level. Mm-hmm. And the Fed would say, well, if we really want to knock inflation down or knock the prices down, you're going to need negative numbers. Meaning when they go out and buy that basket of goods and report what the collective price is, that the prices would have fallen. And if you recall, we were talking about, because they were, well, we're going to have a 6% unemployment rate. Well, that'll knock prices down because people won't be working and they can't buy things. Well, part of the soft landing is that we're going to have these incremental moves up on inflation. They're very small, 0.1% and 0.2%, but we're going to keep everybody working, and that's better for a healthy economy. Mm-hmm. But I think, you know, that the amount of negative news, I think, should have given the markets a little bit more pause than it did. And it's hitting these highs. And as far as taking money out of the 401k, I'm not advocating timing the market, because you and I have been through that a long time.
Right.
You know, it's a fool's errand. So it's just what we have been saying over the course of the year, this back and forth with the direction, guessing the direction of interest rate. We've been playing this song since March. Mm-hmm. They finally lowered, but immediately it was like, well, maybe you shouldn't have lowered. All these second guesses. And I meant to say 86% chance that they'll lower by 25 basis points. The other 14%, they're saying no change. Mm-hmm. So some people believe, and not so much the insignificant amount, is that the Fed is not going to do anything for the rest of the year with respect to rates. So for people that were trying to save money, I mean, if you're looking at your investments, just know what you own and understand what it is. And if for the refinances and to save major money over interest rates that were up last year, you kind of missed the low point. If we were greedy and saying, oh, it's going to go lower, you missed it because these rates have kicked back up. But that's, you and I cover it every Friday, Tommy. It's the easiest way to save some money. It's money on the table. And now that rates have fallen, that would be the time to take advantage of it. I mean, nobody knows what tomorrow is going to bring, but the rates have changed significantly since a year ago. So that would be a place to just save some money. It's free money to you. It's taking it out of financial institution.
Thank
you, Mark. Just got to keep watching.
So, all right, sir.
Talk to you later.
We will. We'll talk to you Friday when you help us manage our money. Mark Roser, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. We'll talk about housing in the city when we come back.